reprint 4343, March 1, 1909. Roman Catholics Enthusiastic. Roman Catholic dignity has been affronted and its fame mocked of late in regions where it has dominated for centuries, in Italy, France, Spain, and Austria. But it finds its influence growing remarkably in the countries which threw off its yoke centuries ago, in Germany and Great Britain, as well as the United States. In the latter countries, it is putting forth fresh energy and showing great vigor. Protestantism, through the influence of higher critics and evolutionists, etc., having lost its former ground to protest, sees no reason at present for longer thinking of the Mother Church as the man of sin. Now they find in her much to respect and to follow, and little to reprove, except that now she is more loyal to the Bible than they, barring the item of purgatory and a few incidentals. Well did the Scriptures predict the rolling together of the heavens as a scroll, Protestantism being one part and Catholicism the other. They find themselves touching all along the line which both unites them and holds them apart. The Scriptures show a still closer intimacy in the near future, after Protestantism shall have combined or federated. The Church of Rome is losing no opportunity for the display of her mighty power, that Protestants and politicians may take due notice. Recently, in the leading cities of the Protestant world, she has thrown her banners to the breeze and shows fresh vitality. One, in London, a general council of bishops, such as has not been held for centuries, because prohibited by the British law. Two, at Boston, the intellectual hub of earth, was held a great celebration for the Pope's Jubilee, a monster affair in every sense of the word, more than 5,000 musicians alone giving martial music to the other thousands who paraded, and the still other thousands who looked on. Three, at Chicago, the great metropolis of the West, she has held another huge meeting of Catholic societies. It is hoped by them that the English-speaking world has thus been thoroughly impressed with the mighty power of the claimed successor to St. Peter, and claimed vicegerent of Christ, who says that for 30 years he has been debarred of the power necessary for reigning with the kings and kingdoms of the earth. Surely papacy is now claiming that she is no widow, but a mighty queen. Revelation 18, verse 7. Papacy seems to have discovered that the land of the free yields the best return financially and otherwise, for she is expending lavishly in propaganda. She does not forget, however, that the sword is a mighty weapon, and with her religious propaganda, her military endeavors keep pace, for she is encouraging her young men so to enlist in the regular army and state militia that there will be solid regiments of Catholics. She is giving similar attention to the supply of Catholic cadets for the battleships of the nation. Whoever thinks that the Pope and his counselors are asleep makes a great mistake. This great system, in cooperation with the Protestant Federation, will, in a few years, take a prominent part in the stirring events of the world's affairs. That was reprint 4343, Roman Catholics Enthusiastic.